The other place I help out is St. Clarence in North Olmsted. We have some people here from St. Clarence, and I want to swear you all to secrecy for this homily. Because when I help out at St. Clarence, the pastor there takes the Christmas liturgy very seriously, especially the kids' liturgy, and always announces a movie that he's going to preach on, usually an animated movie like Toy Story 2 or The Incredibles, and then gets a costume and goes really overboard, you know? And so then when I'm helping, I have to announce the movie, and usually, being the smart aleck that I am, I'll say something like, "And if you're coming to my Mass, you have to see Saw 2. Or The Bride of Chucky, or something like that, you know. And this past year I said, "And if you're coming to my Mass, you have to see Bohemian Rhapsody," which was a wonderful movie. And then I thought, why not? It's sort of like taking a round peg and putting it in a square hole. You just need a big hammer, you know. And so I was thinking of that, and it was a wonderful movie. And you're probably familiar with Queen music. Right? And you know that tune, huh? "We Will Rock You." And you know, in the movie, at that point, when they came up with that song, it was Queen kind of... Oh, by the way, I was going to dress like Freddie Mercury today, and I would have looked hot, but I figured you ladies couldn't handle it. Where was I? Oh, yeah. So in that part of the movie, they realized a big part of their appeal was that the crowd enjoyed participating, being a part of the show. They didn't come to watch a show. They came to be part of the show. And I thought, well, now, isn't that the appeal of Jesus Christ and our faith? That we're not here just to watch a show, but we're here to be a part of the show. Like I said, we're all going to be a part of the living nativity. And we're all called to be a part of the show, participating in the saving work of Jesus Christ, by ministering to others, by caring for others, by forgiving others, perhaps by bearing our crosses in life in a prayerful way, reconciling with others, etc., etc. Young and old, rich and poor, male, female, it doesn't matter. Across the board, we are called to live our faith, to allow this mystery of God taking flesh, God taking his love and putting skin on it, and allowing God to continue to put skin on his love through each and every one of us. I was thinking of just one simple little story of years ago. I had a friend who was in university hospital. She was going through cancer treatment. And when I'd go to see her, I had to go into this room where you'd sterilize. You'd wash your hands and you were on this sticky stuff to get the crud off your feet so that no germs would come into the section of the hospital. You'd open the door and the wind would blow out because no air was going in. You know, it was very kind of interesting, fascinating to keep away any kind of disease. And I'm scrubbing one day and listening to this mother-daughter next to me, and they were going to visit their friend, and they said, "Did you notice the woman across the hall? She has such a wonderful smile." And sure enough, they went to the left, I went to the right, right across the hall from them. They were talking about my friend, who even in a hospital room, with just her wonderful smile, could touch people's hearts and people's lives. We don't see, and that's the interesting thing. You know, again, in the movie Queen, you know, they didn't say, you know, "We want to get the crowd involved, so let's teach them how to play lead guitar." No, let's teach them. Anybody can do that. And Jesus says anybody in any role, any position you are, can bring my love to the world. And that's an important thing to remember. One of my Christmas cards had a wonderful saying on it. "Christmas is forever. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and the princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flocks, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild nations, to bring peace among brothers and sisters, and to make music in the heart." Might this year be a year that we continue to put skin on God's love through our lives.